This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Health officials have confirmed a new case of measles, the state's 17th this year, in a child who has been hospitalized. CPR's John Daly reports officials are warning that others could have been exposed in the Children's Hospital emergency room.
The state health department confirmed the case in an unvaccinated child under 5 years old from Adams County. The child remains hospitalized. They traveled with family to Chihuahua, Mexico, where there is an ongoing measles outbreak. Measles is highly contagious but preventable. Getting vaccinated is the best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community, health officials say. They gave one possible exposure location, the Children's Hospital Colorado Emergency Department in Aurora on Tuesday, August 12th. If exposed, symptoms could develop through September 2nd. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell closed last school year with the most reports in the program's history. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
There were nearly 32,000 reports last school year, a 10.5% increase over the previous year. July reports included a student reported feeling suicidal, using drugs and alcohol, and being abused at home. Local law enforcement spoke with the student's parents, conducted a welfare check, and transported the student to the hospital for evaluation. In another case, a student told a peer that a parent was physically abusing them. The student had visible bruises and did not want to return home. The Department of Human Services became involved in the case. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A school in the town of Elizabeth was ordered to return books that had been removed to the school library. School starts today, and it's not clear whether the books are back.
I am not aware of anybody who has actually gone in physically and seen the books on the shelf.
The case could still go to trial, and there's more about it a little later in this hour. Also ahead, a Friday morning story from StoryCorps, and everything else from Morning Edition here on CPR News. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning.